In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God is love. But a Trinitarian love, since there are three persons in one God. And he loves us so much that he wants the best for us. He wants us to be holy, and he wants to take us to the highest heights of holiness, spiritual marriage. There we will be transformed by divine love. We will be divinized in a certain way, and we will live in a kind of heaven on earth. However, to reach those heights of spiritual marriage, God needs to purify us of all attachments to the things of earth. God will not allow himself to be outdone in generosity and will make his presence felt with all the force of his divine love. It is worth letting yourself be carried away by God and abandoning yourself in his hands without conditions, trusting in his love and his power. Everything will be made easier on the path of personal sanctification. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of love. He is the personification of the love of the Father and the Son, from which he proceeds. Saint Paul says that the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. This means that we cannot have love in the soul without the Holy Spirit. There can be no holiness without the Holy Spirit, as Saint Basil said in the 4th century. Without the power of the Holy Spirit, the disciples of Jesus would not have been able to preach. About 120 people were gathered in the canticle with the doors and windows closed for fear of the Jews. On the day of Pentecost, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and received such great strength and clarity on the truths of the faith that the same day they went out to preach without fear of death and converted 3,000 people. The power of the Holy Spirit is the power of love that transforms the lives of those who are lost in the darkness of ignorance, sadness, or despair. Without the Holy Spirit, our life would be sad, without light, without meaning. Without the Holy Spirit, the church would be empty, powerless, and lifeless. The gospel would be incomprehensible, a source of division. The Holy Spirit is at the origin and end of all the good deeds of all men. Jesus, as a man, also needed the power of the Holy Spirit. The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will cover you with its shadow. And so the child will be holy and will be called Son of God." Luke chapter 1, verse 35. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. God had anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and because God was with him, Jesus went about doing good and curing all who had fallen into the power of the devil. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verse 38. Just at this time, filled with joy by the Holy Spirit, he said, "I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for hiding those things from the learned and the clever, and revealing them to little children." Luke chapter 10, verse 21. For this reason, if Jesus needed the Holy Spirit, we also need him to be holy and grow each day more in love for God the Father, our Father, and also to love everything that belongs to Jesus. The Holy Spirit gives us a special love for the Mother of Jesus, the Virgin Mary, our Mother. For the Church of Jesus, our Catholic Church, for the representative of Jesus on earth, the Pope, for the Word of Jesus written in the Gospels, for all the brothers of Jesus, who are all men, and very especially, he gives us a great and sublime love for Jesus, present as God and man in the Eucharist. For all this, let's say day and night without ever tiring, "Come, Holy Spirit, and fill me with your love and your happiness, so we can understand that the kingdom of God is justice, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit." Romans chapter 14, verse 17. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.